You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. Hi, this is Mark Nevis, former forward for the Dundee Stars, and you are listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Exchange Street, Dundee. Hello and welcome on to episode 117 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. It is the playoff edition numero 3. Senior, we've had
Junior
already. We're now in our third playoff edition episode because we made the playoffs.
We made the playoffs. About second time. Yeah. It was worrying, but we made it. Listen, doesn't matter how you get there, eh? We got there. It's now what we do is what matters now.
Indeed.
That's the main thing. But yeah.
Indeed.
How are you?
Shut up, still unfair.
Oh, you went to fucking Ireland. Get what I mean? It wasn't as if you were at the other side of the world.
8 games. Well, I had. And then assessed a load of other ones. And I was waiting to say what I was going to say. And I know you already know because you already grassed on as to mum a couple of nights out. So we got grassed on to my mum for going to a nightclub on Saturday night.
Well, there you go. There you go. What the fuck? No wonder you didn't want your wife going to Ireland with you. Oh, she's now I'm off that fucking nightclub in Ireland. Oh, see you there.
To be fair, they've already told them the dates for next year. They've already booked the hotel rooms for me for the 2 weeks ago. So, but yeah, no,
you and Shannon.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to go out. Come out for an hour or so, right? Okay, we'll go out. I went out the first night properly. Went out to have a couple of drinks. Went out. I'll tell you, the place was a fucking shithole. It was a fucking dive. We were out for about 45 minutes and back up the road again. The lot of it. I'll tell you, that and a lot of folk that listen to this, obviously it's a Dundee Stars podcast, based on the Dundee Stars podcast. A lot of folk will ken this when I say this, but it was actually worse than Liquid. That's how bad a fucking nightclub it was. It was worse than Liquid in the Toon. It was fucking terrible.
I'll show my age and say I don't even care what you're speaking about.
What you can wear Liquid is. Liquid's the inn next to the across the road for the Lidl at the back of the Overgate.
Oh, across the road for where the Coconut Grove used to be.
Yes, now you're showing your age.
Now I'm showing my age. Yeah.
Stella will ken that because she's about your age.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That was the days where I didn't have a season ticket for the Stars. I had the season ticket for the Coconut Grove.
Jesus Christ. So, but Friday, no, but wait.
Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Oh, dear.
Well, no, it was good, though, senior. It was good to be away, good to see some. I'll tell you, to see the standard of universities in Ireland, well better than the UK. Well better. Certainly better than fucking Scotland, anyway. No, it was good. Some FIBA refs there. It was good. So, yeah, had a good time. But fucking still just knackered. I didn't want to go back to work, did I? But how are you? How was your week?
My week's all right. I'm fucking knackered. I'm on this fucking constant early shift now. It's like they say is, could you work 7 to 3? Yeah. Is it okay if I'm up? Could I come in early? Yeah, neighbour. 4:30. Is that early enough? Yeah, but it means I got a lot early. But yeah, sun's shining, eh? Being glorious, and it's way to get warmer in the next couple of days. So early finish, get him.
Oh, I'm going to get a hot tub set up this week.
Yeah, I don't think the weekend's meant to be. But
yeah, we get set up for. I'll just work for the hot.
That's me yawning.
Fucking hell. Right, let's move on then. Fucking hell, senior's yawning. We'll start off with.
ten past five. We've been on here for four minutes 30 seconds, and that's me yawning. Oops.
The MBE balloting services sponsor 2-way watch. So there was only the one game for the 2-way watch, which was Josh and the Kestrels. So the Kestrels with a big win at the weekend against the Edinburgh Capitals at home by 7-5. No points for Josh, but certainly a vital 2 points for them, because obviously they'll be wanting that top seed for that group rather than finishing second and probably ending up with the Rockets. I'm assuming that's how it's going to go, 1-2 and 1-2 in the other groups. So a big 2 points for them. With Rockets talk, the Dundee Rockets were at home to the famous Paisley Pirates. And surprisingly, the Pirates got it to overtime. It was a 5-4 win for the Rockets, though. Rio Page chipping in with yet another goal this season. Ross Paul, 2 for Ben Brown, and Lewis McIntosh with the overtime winner. Senior standings for the SNL playoffs. Rockets done theirs, played 4-1-4, top of the group. Happy days. We're good. We're done.
Yeah, we're done. We're in.
However, now this is where it comes into a wee bit of play now for the Pirates and Aberdeen, with obviously Dom in the goal, Rowan Mills, and obviously the injured Gary Kelly for this season. But a point picked up, a valuable point picked up for Paisley against the Rockets. Now Paisley go basically their home and away with Aberdeen, so it depends on what happens there. They're currently a point ahead of Aberdeen. Edinburgh top of their group, 4 points to 3. Kestrels also 4 points to 3. They both play North Ayr in their last games.
So how does it work if the Caps and Kestrels finish level on points?
Good question.
Split games, head to head, and then potentially go down to goals.
I'm sure they have it on the SIHA website under the playoffs part.
You would think that when it comes to the final four, what is it, where would they do it? 1-4 and 2-3? Or something like that. One versus two in each group. So the Rockets, looking at that table it's now, the Rockets would have the Kestrels and Paisley would have the Caps. Yeah.
Winners, V runners up. Kestrels, Caps, tough Paisley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Caps and Kestrels, I think, have both got Wild to play. They both win them. They'll finish 6 points each. And I'm just wondering, if they've split the games, that would be one win each. Mm. That would be, how does it go for there? It might go down to goal differential, which could possibly see the Caps scrape through it.
Yeah, and it doesn't say anything on the website, surprisingly. I think it is that 1v2nd and 1v2nd in the other groups. But
I would think so.
So yeah, Rockets, happy days, they're through. Done and dusted. They're just sitting waiting on their opponents now. But, you know, still two trophies to play for them to get that treble. And then the open top bus through the city centre. And then Jeff Hutchins gets the key to the city if it happens as well.
That's it. Yeah.
Right. Looking at ourselves. So, 51 Club sponsored game reviews. So we were away to the, let's go for it, last time this season.
Go for it.
The Pishy Wishy, South Lanarkshire, North Lanarkshire, Hamilton, Brayhead, Renfrewshire, Cumbernauld, Airdrie, Glasgow Clan.
Nine.
So Cade Nielsen put the Clan 1-0 up in the first period at 16:45. Stars answered in the second with two unanswered goals through Xavier Pouliot, assisted by Dryden Dow and Kiani Yamamoto at 23:15. Spencer Nas, assisted by Sekos and Pouncey at 26:41. Quick goal into the third period by Liam Finlay at 43:01, tied the game. Went to overtime and Rylan Schwartz at 62:41, giving Clan the additional point, but a very much needed valuable point for the Stars, knowing that Manchester had beat Guildford.
Yes.
Was a big point.
Listen, what did we say? Get into Glasgow and come out with a point, minimum.
Yeah.
And they done that. And I think the only sort of negative I could probably come out with it is that they had that early goal again, 3 minutes this time, and the start of the third. We went 1-0 down, and I'm thinking, late goal, we might be up against it now. And then to go into the third leading 2-1, you're thinking, come on, these guys have turned up. And then it's 2-2. And by all accounts, we were outshot. We're outshot, no heavily, but we were outshot quite a bit. Big fist get in it at times again. And I think if we got to 60 minutes, would we have preferred the 2 points? Of course we would have. But before the game, if we'd been offered to take 1 point and not travel, I think we would have took it.
Yeah.
I always thought that Manchester were going to beat Guildford. Always. It must be like Guildford. It's probably the longest trip coming up to us. Manchester will be quite a wee bit with a decent jaunt for them. And on a Friday, and it's a Friday night game, it's a shithole they're going into. It's just no what Guildford are used to. So I was always on the fence that, or on the side that Manchester were going to win, we needed to get something for Glasgow. And we got it. So,
yeah. So
as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. So obviously, we needed the point, considering Manchester had won. We're going into it thinking, right, okay, Fife, they'll roll over in Fife quite easily, you know, put them on their arse, and Fife come out with an overtime winner against them, which was absolutely massive on the Saturday night.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I know that they still got a point out of it, and that could have been a big point for them in Fife. There was just something at the back of my mind on the Saturday. See, on the Friday night, I totally forgot about this, and it was Dutyom's jersey retiring.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, no way are they going to lay down at their last home game after the shit season that they've had, and it taught Dutyom's jersey retiring. They are not going to lie down. If anything, they're going to do the opposite, and this is going to be the game of the weekend where they're going to lay everything on the line. And by all counts, I spoke with Jordan and that on Saturday, and they were saying that that's what they'd done. They were absolutely spent by the time they came to playoffs. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, great effort by Fife. It was just a pity they couldn't get it done in the 60 minutes because it did make Sunday a wee bit squeaky, because then you suddenly think, Fife have maybe just spoiled Manchester's playoffs, and they would fucking love to spoil those playoffs as well. You know?
Yeah, so going into Sunday, level on points with Manchester, we were above them in the table on the points difference because we had the game in hand. Had we not had the game in hand and we were level on games, Manchester would be above us because of regulation wins. And boy, are we glad that Fife spent their whole Saturday night playing hard and getting a win to celebrate for Dutyom, because it left it with this for us. Philippe Sodge got Stars off to a quick start at 3:09, assisted by Kyle Pouncey and Brett Gravel. Dryden Dow made it 2 on the power play at 11:10, assisted by Nas and Sekos. Craig Moore jumping in with a goal, again, assisted by Nass and Cole McDonald, had a farm at 16:25. End of the first period. Cameron Kylie made it 4 and again on the power play, assisted by O'Connor and Gravel at 24:17. Fife got a consolation goal through Massimo Carosa at 38:20. And then 2 goals in the third period sealed the deal. Brendan Harms, assisted by Zach Sekos at 52:22, short-handed. And Big Poo in the goals again, assisted by Joy McBean and Craig Garrigan at 58:41. Stars with a 6-1 win, 2 points, and the X next to the name.
Yeah, we were in the queue. Myself, Shannon, Crawford, Moore, speaking about the game and how we would think it would pan out. And I must admit, even in the queue, I was still a bit iffy. You know, thinking, fuck, they've done something on the Saturday that might just turn up again on the Sunday. And we said what we should do. We should get out there. The Stars should jump out of them. Get on top of them early and see what happens, you know. Try and get a couple of early goals. And at, 10 minutes, you're 2-0 up. I think it was 16 minutes, we're 3-0 up. And at that time, I think everybody began to relax a wee bit because we just couldn't see any way back for Fife. And then we go 4-0 up and then we're thinking, yeah, game's over. And it was. It was. Yeah. I think Fife played well, but I think at 4-0 up, I think we slowed down a bit. I think we took the foot off the gas a bit. They got to 4-1, then they went on the power play, and that could have made a difference. Certainly if they'd got to 4-2, but we get the short-handed goal, and then I think the icing on the cake for everybody was Big Pouliot getting 2-2 games, and he comes up with another snipe. The young lad, he was in the goal, and I think Pouliot and him had a bit of a laugh about it at the handshakes. But it was, you know what, it was a good night. It was a fantastic crowd. It was loud. Fife had a big crowd across, and it made it what it should have been. It was a good night out at the ice hockey, you know. What I will say is I thought it was good at the end that both teams lined up and shook hands. I thought that was a good gesture by both sets of clubs to do that, because I think they were just ready to go to their blue lines. And then I seen a couple of players, it might have been Dryden and it might have been the two captains, or it might have been, there was a couple anyway. Then the next thing, both sets of players are coming together.
Yeah.
And it was good to see. So, but yeah, we needed 2 points and we certainly got them. And as you say, the big X's went right next to the name.
Yeah, well, I am glad though that my my players to watch out for Fife did come through, and Mr. Voris being shite again, a nice little wee Voris meltdown when he's standing and trying to throw Harmsy and that out the way, and I was really hoping
he did square up. I must admit, he squared up with the referee. I can't mind if it was Toby or Brown, but he certainly
was Toby,
went behind the goal.
From a very good source, I believe Toby Craig, and in no uncertain terms, told him to fuck right off.
However,
somebody said they read the lips of fuck right off.
Right, so I'm going to say something, right? So
I hope it's true.
Okay. I'm not sure if this bit's true, right? So, the first goal went to review for a high stick.
Yeah, right. I saw that.
And it was obviously given. The second goal went to review because Voris, after he'd been dealt the fuck off by Toby Craig, went to Curran and told him there was interference. And Curran was at him, no, there was interference. So then he challenged it. And then, I don't know if you've seen it, right? And for those who can see us on YouTube, you'll see Toby Craig comes out on the ice and he goes...
Yeah.
He goes... Because everybody was like, wait a minute, what the f- what? What's happened? He came out and he just went, it was like, oh, he chopped it off.
You need to see that in the highlights.
So I'm thinking to myself, is it because it's the last game of the season, right? But, you know, we still had a lot to play for at this time, right? But it had been a dead rubber game and both teams had either, if we'd qualified the night, couple of nights before and stuff like that, or it was just a dead rubber game. And he thought, we'll just say a bit of banter. It had been funny, but everybody was sort of like, wait a minute, what's happened here? And then I thought, I wonder if he's done that to fucking, just to be a dick, Tavoris.
That'd be hilarious if it was. Absolutely hilarious if it was. Toby, if it is, let us know. Get in touch.
It was absolute quality. Or is it because he's getting that old now, right?
He maybe forgot.
He forgot. Ah,
by the time you walk through the timekeeper's box to the
shit,
ice
it? Oh no, it's a goal.
It's a goal, shit, sorry, my bad.
But I'll tell you, he got a lot of people. People he got, including myself, because I thought he chopped it off and then he went, he's game it. What the fuck's he playing at?
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah. So league standings, as it finishes for the season. Fife Flyers bottom in 10th place, 12 points through 54 games, just 5 wins. That might be a new Elite League record, by the way, being that low. We'll need to have a look at that, senior. Manchester in 9th, 47 points. Stars, that last playoff spot with 49. Glasgow in 7th with 55 points. Guildford in 6th at 57. Coventry mid-table again with 64 points. A great achievement for Kevin Moore in his first season with the Blaze. Carrick in 4th, 68 points. Nottingham, and again, what a season they've had, in 3rd, 74 points. Sheffield in 2nd with 77. And Belfast League champions on the final day with 80 points.
Yeah, we made it. And I said it a few weeks ago, if Belfast win the league, I'd be happy enough to finish 8th. Out of the top 4 teams, I think they're the one that we could beat.
I don't know. I think it could be any of them, to be fair.
I'm not too sure, Junior.
Onward day, I think we could be any of them.
Nah. I can't see we beating Sheffield.
To be fair, I actually can't see we beating any of them away from home. I can see we beating them at home, but I can't see we beating any of them away from home.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is our final league standings. So,
would you like my man of the match from the Fife Flyers game?
Yes, I would.
Okay. I don't think it'll make much difference to the our sort of man of the match of the year. Man of the match of the year. Craig Moore. Craig Moore played very well on Sunday. I must admit, big fist got it. And there was a few puzzled looks around me that Jarrett had got it. He played well, must admit. But I just didn't think he'd got it. There was actually a couple of shouts for Pouliot to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big Pouliot played well. But yeah, Craig Moore for me. I thought he'd a steady game and he rounded it off with a lovely goal.
Craig Moore. It is. Okay then. Well, it's only time for one thing, though, senior. It's your good, the bad, and the ugly.
So it's come up. It's difficult when you've just qualified for the playoffs to come up with a bad and an ugly. And I've sort of mixed them together slightly. So, but the good is we've made it. We're there. We've got a playoff edition podcast. So that is the good. We've made the playoffs. The bad, right? And as I say, the bad and ugly tend to go together. And I actually might have thought that the club, along with the rink, may have changed the face-off time on Sunday. Right? I thought they may have looked at going even just an hour later, even to 6 o'clock, or going back to 6:30, just to give the players a little bit extra time with the travel. Yeah. I don't think any of the fans would have had an issue with that. I really didn't. If it allowed us just to get that wee bit extra rest, because it is a tough travel to Belfast. I would imagine the team will go across on probably Friday, possibly. So they're there on Saturday, and then they'll come back probably Saturday night. I think the supporters' club ferries at, I think it's about 11:30 at night, 10:30, 11:30 at night, something like that. I'm probably going to say the players will potentially be on the same boat, unless they fly. You never know. They might get flown there and back. I just don't know what their travel arrangements will be, but the travel is about a nightmare. And especially when you're away on the Saturday and at home on the Sunday, you're travelling twice. And I just maybe thought that they could have maybe looked at just changing that face off a wee bit. And listen, you never know, Belfast might do a favour, Junior. They might turn up fucking late again, like what they normally do now when they come into Dundee. So that's it. The good is we've made it. The bad is, let's say, the 5 p.m. face off, and the ugly is the travel schedule for sort of like a home and a home against the Giants.
It's probably because there'll be ice time already booked in after the game, probably.
Yeah, I think it's
fuck off. Okay. Wow,
that's
how you lose fucking viewers. Jesus Christ, man.
Jeezy peeps, man.
There you go.
Right, okay. We'll move on. Jesus. Liam Mean Tattoo sponsored game for you. So it is our Belfast Giants playoff. So, Senior, listen, I've went through all the stats on this one. And I know you love your stat.
Love a stat.
This is where it could be won or lost this weekend. One of the surprising stats that I had was actually looking at the blocked shots for both teams. Because it is going to come down to who can play defensively better. We could score, Belfast could score, we know that. So it's who's going to be able to shut down and whose goalie's on top on their best game. But most block shots over both teams is Kyle Pouncey with 70 blocks this year.
Surprising.
I think our next one is 35 block shots. He has 70 block shots throughout the season. The biggest thing for me is the face-offs.
Okay.
This is what's going to win or lose us a game, is face-offs.
I would think Belfast have got a better face-off percentage than us.
By a fair bit.
Yeah.
So, as a team, Belfast face-off percentage is 55.81%. So they win more than half of the face-offs.
Yeah.
Stars is just under half at 49.06.
It's not a massive difference, right? But it will be.
When you break it down further, Senior, which I can do for you.
Oh.
Scott Conway, over the season, 0.54% on face-offs.
Okay.
Ben Lake, I can't see, man. 0.56%, and P.O. Moran at 0.57. So that's the three top face-off takers. Kieran Long's also in there at 0.52, but he's only taken about 200 odd. Zach Sekos has took the most face-offs for us at over 1,200 face-offs this year.
Wow.
Sekos is at 0.56, so he is on par with Lake and just under Moran. Just
he's on par with some of them, eh?
Yama's next at 0.44 and Kylie at 0.45. Zach Sekos is the only Stars player that has won more face-offs than he's lost. But obviously all of Belfast's players have won more than they've lost. That's where it's going to win it or lose it for what
and,
I think.
And you know what? We've noticed it before during games when we're like, just win the fucking face-off, right?
Yeah.
I would say this weekend it's probably more important to win your defensive face-offs.
Yeah.
Because then you win the puck. You're not, Belfast are not then on the attack because we know what they're going to do. They're going to get the puck to the blue line. They're going to screen the goalie left, right and centre and they're just going to fire pucks.
Yep.
And a lot of that happens after they win a face-off. The face-off will go straight back to the blue line and then the puck's on goal, or it'll go to the winger, back to the blue line and straight on goal.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it is really important to be winning defensive face-offs. If we win offensive face-offs, then you're on the attack. But I think certainly away from home, we need to be defensively sound.
Yeah. Well, speaking of defensively sound, senior, I hate the stat. You know I hate the stat. The plus minus.
The plus minus.
Belfast do not have a single player in minus this year. Not a single player. Stars only have four players in plus.
Yeah.
Which is our top forward line in Sekos, Nass and Harms. And our fourth player is Gary Kelly, who played two games. great. Well done, Gary, for the ice time you got. So technically three players in comparison to Belfast's roster of 125.
I think anybody really likes that start. If you didn't like particular players, like there's a lot of fans didn't like Ben O'Connor, so they'll shout about you. He's minus fucking 21 or whatever it is, minus 18 or something, right? He could have stepped on the ice and they score. Yeah. You get the minus against you, you know? And we understand that. It's no the greatest start, but it just goes to show that for us to get through, that start has to disappear because... You could probably see why they're number one in the league and why we are number eight in the league. We starts like that. If they've not got one person, we are minus start. You would think somebody would have it. It might be very, very low, but you would expect somebody to have it. They've no, so it just goes to show.
Yeah. And this is where it comes down to it's a one-off game. You know, it's a two-off one-off games. Absolutely anything could happen. Time on ice, Dryden Dow, highest per game for the Stars at 23 minutes and 58 seconds.
Is that
all? That's all. Just 20.
Dryden, if you're listening, come on, Dryden, it got up to at least 40 minutes a game.
Lazy bastard. Lazy bastard could have went up 2 seconds to 24 minutes.
Exactly.
Know what I mean? Standards are slipping, Mr. Captain. Right, we're joking just in case you didn't get sarcasm. Fuck.
Never thought about that.
Gabe Bass, chubby wee prick, he is the highest time on ice for Belfast at 22 minutes and 4 seconds. But again, they've got about 3 or 4 boys at just over 20 minutes ice time as well, same as Stars. Power plays in PK. So Belfast power play at 25.16. Stars at 23.26. However, the one stat that does work in Stars' favour for once, the penalty kill. Belfast down at 79.89, whereas Stars is at 81.88, second best in the league this season.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we're going to take fucking penalties, though.
No. And you know what? It's quite strange here when you think about the minus stats that we've got, 5-on-5.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we go on the penalty kill, we're the second best team in the league.
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah?
Yeah. But rounding it off, senior.
Yeah, you got to give me a goalie stat.
No, I've not got a goalie stat. I'm not giving you a goalie stats because we know that we're going to be going up against the best goalie in the league this week.
But you've not given a goalie stat. Wow.
We don't need it because
I've got
the two words that you need for the goalie stat is Jackson Whistle. And if the boy McCollum plays, I'm fucking buzzing.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah. Anyway, what was your other start? Have you got another start, you said?
The bad one.
Oh.
This season, against the Belfast Giants, the Giants are winning the head-to-head by 8-2. The positive...
Come on.
...is that the form is on our side. We have won the last two games against Belfast.
Yeah. And if you go back three games, it's an overtime defeat and a win for us, I believe. However, for me then, right, it's down to the goalies. I'm the same as you. If it's McCollum that's playing, I'm delighted. If it's Jackson that's playing, I think we could get on. In Dundee, we could get on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, if I'm Mark, I'm putting, yeah, he's in.
It's
no, absolutely. There's no even a debate. There is no way Jarrett Fisk has played all the games now at the end of the season for Richard Saville to suddenly come in against Belfast. It's not happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening. Me personally, I think Saville must have some sort of a niggle that they've not even shared the ice during weekends now. But
yeah.
I think Jarrett has ended up with a save percentage. Now, you've got to think about it. This is a first-year pro kid, right? He's a young boy, yeah? That's came into this league, never played pro. He's coming into this league. He came in as a backup. And he's ended up with, I think it's 91.17. It's something similar to that. I think he's came on absolutely leaps and bounds. And he has shown now he's ended up being the number one goalie. And I think the team could see that. And I just think his size helps him.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the teams in the league have got big goalies now. And we've added to that with Jarrett. And if he plays well, I'll tell you, we are in with an absolute shout. I'll tell you. If we could keep it. I was speaking about it in the work with a couple of boys today. A couple of boys in the work were interested in that. And they were like, so it's aggregate scores. I was like, yeah. And they were thinking, what do you think you've got to keep it to? Have you done a win in Belfast? What have you got to keep it to? And F says, we've got to be within two. If we could keep it within two, we're in with a shout. If it's at three, it's maybe just a wee bit too far. But if we could keep it, two-goal defeat, I'll tell you, the place will be buzzing on Sunday and we are in with a shout.
I was speaking to Nairn about it earlier. Nairn said the same. He thinks it's two. Maybe I'm being quite pessimist with this and probably a bit realist with this. I can't see us winning. I can't see us beating Belfast by three goals. I think we need to keep it to one in Belfast.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we hate it. I can't see we coming back up the road with the travel and that, the earlier face-off, and then winning by three goals if they're already up by two. to kind of see it. But right, what's your score prediction then? Honest, honest predictions, regardless if it's pessimistic or optimistic or not.
Honest opinion. 4-2 Giants in Belfast.
I think it's going to be 5-1.
Okay.
I think they're going to be two. I think they're going to be two. Too much on a high to win the league.
Okay. I just hope I hope they're on that much of a high that they underestimate us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. So I've went 4-2 away from home. I think it'll be 4-2 us at home. Yeah, go figure it. 6-6.
Can it be a
Belfast
draw?
Belfast will win it. Belfast will sneak it.
Okay, so you're saying 4-3 Stars after overtime?
Penalties.
4-3 Stars after penalties.
Yeah.
I've actually said 3-2 Stars. I think we'll win Sunday.
I think it might. You know what? I think if we go out winning, regardless of what happens on the Saturday, if we go out with a very good performance and we beat Belfast, then I think the fans will, they'll be, I'm not going to say they'll be ecstatic, but they'll be happy. We'll leave the rink a wee bit happy based on that if we can get a win against them. But it is going to be so difficult. You're right, they'll be on a high. I just hope they fucking underestimate where.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if like what Kevin Keegan says, I'd fucking love it if we beat them. Love it. Everybody's writing off already, eh? Everybody's writing off. They've started brackets and everything on Twitter and stuff like that. I think I'm the only person, when Ed looked at it, I was the only person to say that the Stars will go through. And I always do. You've probably seen my predictions every weekend. Wherever the Stars are at home and there's five games, it's five home wins. If they're away, five away wins. So always we've done that for 2-3 years now. So always had to go with the Stars.
Okay.
What happens, right? What happens if we do get through? Who do we get?
We would be the lowest seed, so we'd get the highest seed. So it'd be Sheffield, for example. We'll come to that. We'll come to that.
No problem, Junior.
But anyway. Junior versus Senior. The gloves are off. So the gloves are off, Senior, because we do have a Senior. I've got versus the fans on the screen because we changed it. But it is Junior versus Senior because, Senior, we've got a bracket competition to do here.
Oh.
And we're going to see who is the winner at the end of the season for this, because the fans shat themselves this year, Senior. Let's be honest, they did. We had a couple of people come on, but they shat themselves, a lot of them.
Yeah. Every one of them. But you know what? In their mouth, Junior, and bottled it.
So we've brought it back for me versus you. As you can see on the screen, we do have all of the matchups. So Belfast against the Stars. Sheffield have the Glasgow Clan. Nottingham have the Guildford Flames. And Cardiff have Coventry Blaze. So, Senior and I have just obviously clearly predicted there that Belfast would go through on aggregate. Senior, are you sticking with that with your bracket, or are you going to be that guy?
I'm going with the Stars.
Okay.
I'm going with the Stars.
Right. Let me make a note of this. So, Stars. I'm obviously going to go Giants because I think Giants are going through. I want to win this bracket.
Yeah.
Because I hate to beat you. So Sheffield against Glasgow.
Sheffield.
Yeah, I agree. Sheffield will go through. Nottingham against Guildford.
Nottingham.
That is who I have said as well. Cardiff versus Coventry.
Coventry.
Oh, stop copying this. I have also went Blaze.
The only reason I've said that's what I've went on social media.
Right. So, Senior, this is where yours gets a bit funky now.
Yeah.
Sheffield would be the first seed, so they would play us. So.
All right. See, someone was at the bottom of my mind that if we beat Belfast, we took their seeding.
No, it's no. They regroup based on, or certainly that's what it was the year before. They regroup based on us being the lowest still.
Okay.
And Sheffield winning and Belfast going out, Sheffield would become the top seed.
Maybe.
So, Sheffield against the Stars.
How much do you want to win this, Junior?
You going Stars?
Bear in mind,
this is now a one-off game in Nottingham.
Fuck it. Stars.
Okay, so I've obviously got Belfast against Coventry. So I will go... So Belfast versus Coventry. Oh, I really want to go Coventry here, eh? Just to be different. Fuck it, I am. Coventry. And you've got... So where are you now? You've said... Alright, so you've got Nottingham against Coventry.
Yes. And it would be Nottingham.
It would be Nottingham. I've then got Sheffield and Nottingham in the semi. Oh, fuck, that would be a game and a half in a semi-final. Yeah. I'm going to go Steelers on that one. So your final... It's the Stars against Nottingham.
Yep.
And the Stars are winning it.
Yes, they are. They're winning it 4-3. Xavier Puliot with the winner.
See, now I know you're just taking the piss. I've then got
Spencer Nash. Spencer Nash is about to fucking turn up. He's going to go all fucking Sebastian Bengtsson on them. I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, Sheffield in my final, and I've got Steelers winning it.
Right. So, whilst you were doing that, and so people couldn't see us, right, I was saying, look, so the seeding for the semi-final and final will be determined by the original quarter-final rank. So the highest-placed team left in the playoffs will be ranked as the highest seed.
That's what I just said.
You were right. I was just double checking it for you.
I think I'm right. Come on. Wait, this isn't my first fucking rodeo on this podcast. Come on. Right. Well, that is my bracket then. Senior has the Stars going all the way. And I have Sheffield winning it over Coventry. I'm hoping it's Coventry in the final. No fucking Belfast because I don't like them anymore. Right. Round off the show. Summer World of Stella sponsored on this day. Only two things happened on this day, Senior. We have a birthday today. Born on this day, on the 8th of April, in 1988, was a player, again, who wasn't very good. D-Man.
Wasn't very good.
Well, to be fair, there wasn't very many good players in the Jeff Mason era.
All right.
D-Man, and no, Colin Jones, does they get two birthdays in a season?
No, I think it came with eyes.
Yep.
Is it Billy McGuinness's mate?
Could be. No. No, him. No, the big...
All right.
He was older than 1988, lad.
Was he?
God, right, he was an old man. Born on this day, 1988. Happy birthday to Devon Daniels.
Gamot Jr. I think there was a player in there, eh?
Nah,
tell you, there was a player in there, he just wasn't a D-man.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it was definitely wasn't a fucking D-man.
He'd have been better playing as a winger.
And I didn't really want to leave this part for the end of the show because I'm going to get fucking riled about it again. Oh, and I get riled every time I speak about it. On this day, in 2017... We had
the Cardiff Devils,
a fucking playoff semi-final loss in Nottingham to the Cardiff Devils by 4-2. Kevin Hart, Brett Switzer put Stars 2-0 up and they could not have the little fucking team get to the final. And the commentators even said it that day, that there was hundreds of penalties not called for us. And loads of soft shit called against me. It was an absolute travesty. Somebody needs to look at the fucking betting accounts for that game. We were absolutely robbed. And to be fair, we're on out of steam come that third period because we're a fucking knacker. But
yeah,
we were fucking robbed and we lost the game. And that is on this day. I'm annoyed again.
And we were there.
We were interviewed on the radio.
We were there, weren't we? We were there. There
with Donnelly and his ridiculous fucking snoring.
Oh, Ken. I'll tell you, I'd put up with his fucking snoring now. But anyway. Just thinking back to then, you would like to think, right, there's always going to be a team that shocks everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why go out and do that? You know, why fucking blow a team out again? Why? Just if the wee team gets here, the wee team fucking gets here.
Yeah.
But you know what?
They're only
a small team in stature, right? They deserve to be there. I mean, when they were there, right, they were on a level fucking playing field with these guys. Right, and they played fucking well, and they had a good season. Now you've got me started.
Wait, now you're getting right. I fucking said I should have started the show with it. I should have started on this day, and we should have went into the positive of we made the playoffs this year.
Let's finish on a high. Right, we're getting written off already. Right. We were written off against Sheffield.
Yeah.
And we beat them home and away. Or away and home.
Yeah.
We got a bottle of shiter, though, when they fucking decided to take about a fucking 3-0 lead. But, yeah, we'll no bother about that. however, that again, we come back. But what I will say is the atmosphere of that game is what we really need on Sunday.
But again,
if we could keep it,
yeah,
whether we're winning or whether we could keep it tight, as I say, maybe 1-2 a push, and then we're really everybody brings a noise like what happened.
That's going to be the deciding factor, though, is the result on Saturday. If we get if it's 4 or 5 goals,
I would agree with you. But if we can keep it tight, we'll get the atmosphere we had against Sheffield, and then we'll maybe start annoying a few people on the bench.
I'm just going to annoy a few people on the bench anyway. I did forget to say, actually, that chubby wee prick was out injured last weekend.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Let's be honest, he is a fucking good player.
Yeah, he is. Yes, but
if we could get him on ice, and wind them up. But I was speaking earlier on about it. We need Shitebag Sonj. We need Shitebag Sekos. We need that wee prick Harms. We need them riling them up at the weekend because they'll fucking bite.
Yeah, well, definitely.
And pull you up to go right through Barina.
There you go. Yeah. And I'll tell you, we need Puljo to be in the Kyle Haas mode.
Oh, yes.
That's what we need.
Oh, yes.
Right? He's there. And you know what? Kyle lost the tatty a couple of times, but he fucking knew. He knew when to play the fucking enforcer and when to play the hockey player. But always let people know, if you start, I'm going to fucking smash you.
Yeah.
And if we're getting bumped in Belfast, I hope he smashes somebody on Sunday. Just for the sake of it.
That chubby wee prick. That'd be great.
Just for the sake of it. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, let's hope. Fingers crossed. We've still got a game on Sunday. Or, you know what I mean? We've still got a game of it on Sunday.
So we could ask for Junior.
That we could, that we could bring the noise. And hopefully, give ourselves a chance of making it to the final four. Senior, enjoy the rest of your week.
Try my best.
Viewers, listeners, enjoy your week. Safe travel, everyone going to Belfast on Saturday. I know there's a couple of buses going over. Safe journey back up the road. And we'll see you all loud and proud. Hopefully in a tight game on Sunday.